Production. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Yeah, what's up? This is Louis B. Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Let's get this going because I am pissed the fuck off right now. It's, you're probably going to start hearing me yell. So anyways, if you guys want to call in, here's the number. Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980. I'm declaring war on American people. I am tired of their fucking bullshit. I'm tired of them having their heads up their ass. I'm tired of them giving up control of their very lives to the very people that are fucking up their lives. I am tired of having to explain myself on why this country is going to fucking hell in a handbasket or a handbag, whatever the fuck that fucking expression goes. I'm fucking tired of just everybody just walking around acting like they're so enlightened because they decided to vote for a black man. And that's why they fucking voted for him. I'm tired of people like, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. We need to give the UN control. What? What do you mean we need to give the... No, we don't. The UN freaking infects people with AIDS in Africa. No, they don't. Really? So where you get your news? CNN? CNN bad. Fox good. And then now they want to start that. Now I've been hearing shit about the fucking fairness doctrine getting brought back up again. So I have to talk nice about, Obama at one point. Be like, yeah, he has a nice smile. Okay, he sucks as a fucking president right now. Fuck him. And now I'm supposed to just sit here and deal with every one of these little hipster yuppie little sacks of shit that come from freaking the Midwest, think that they could fucking take their fucking feces, paint it on a fucking canvas, smash some TVs, paint tic-tac-toes on a fucking LCD TV, and call it art. And now you think you're better than me. Last time I checked, art took some skill, some real creativity. Not some random bullshit that don't mean anything. The only thing this inspires when you could freaking take a fucking pile of dog shit and freaking sculpt it into a pop star, it just, you're fucking sick. And yet you want to start yelling at me because I know how I like to make an AIDS rape joke once in a while? Really? I'm more of an artist than you are because I can make you laugh at that said AIDS rape joke. I can make you laugh at a fucking pedophilia joke. And you think you're an artist? You think you're fucking better than me? Because your homeboy who owns a gallery has nothing better to do, had a free week, and say, hey, put whatever crap you want for like 2-3 hours. Really, the way I see art, the way art is now, it just gives excuses for people who are fucking... Oh, what's that fucking word? Who think they're so damn elitist on $20,000 a year gives them a fucking excuse to go somewhere and drink wine and think they're better than everybody and talk about fucking Voltaire. I mean, I didn't read much Voltaire, but what I understand, Voltaire is for freedom, right? Okay, if you're so much into freedom, why the fuck are you giving it up to some black dude in office? Why the fuck are you giving it up to the fucking government? What happened to your fucking personal responsibility? You know what? Growing up, I didn't like my parents in my shit. I did not fucking want to deal with another person telling me what to do. And you know what? I stood the fucking same. I don't want anyone else telling me how to live where to fucking go, what time I have to take a shit, what time I can shower, what time I can eat, what I can eat. Yeah, I'm a fat guy, you know, it's sometimes it's all gotta be all about food, but you know what I mean. And yet, all the problems that you caused, oh, Father Government, I need you to fix them. They're not gonna fix what they broke. It would make no sense. They're the fucking anarchists. They're the fucking anarchists. What the hell? The guy that died in Michigan, his sister that is suing. What guy that died in Michigan? I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you're talking to each other. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm supposed to just... And I'm walking through my neighborhood, you know, here in Brooklyn, and it became overly gentrified. I'm getting all these, again, the same, I'm getting students that are going to the art colleges here. And it, I think they think it's so funny. I just especially love the women. I mean, I love women, but sarcastically, I love women. I love it when they come up to me and try to tell me how I should talk. I mean, I've been fucking living in this neighborhood for all my life, for over 25 years. And, you know, I'm just, you know, I talk to my friends like, hey, what up, nigga, how you doing? You know, fuck this, fuck, you know. And it'll be some freaking mealy mouth little shit shrimp bitch that says, you shouldn't talk like that. You know, we live in an Obama society now. What? Obama society? Excuse me, that motherfucker's not God. He doesn't have the right to tell me what to do. Last time I checked, he smoked crack, right? And he smoked cigarettes. He probably still smokes cigarettes. That was such a big deal. Oh my God, he smokes cigarettes. And didn't Washington, George Washington smoke pot? First president? Not that I agree with the smoking the pot, mind you, but, you know, let's just be real about this. If that dude wants to smoke some cancer sticks and give up control to fucking vice president's name. I freaking been saying it all day and now how the fuck do I forget his fucking vice president's name? Oh, what the fuck is his name? Joe Biden, there you go. Yeah, you want Joe Biden as your president. So yeah, go ahead, bro. Keep smoking the crack. Keep smoking your cigarettes. Have all these other people who are now there. Hey, cool guy. Have all these other guys just have people like, oh, well, now we can go to sleep. Oh, everything is fine now. No. Are you going to watch him like a hawk? No. Are you going to worry? You're just gonna leave it up in the hands because you assume he's smarter than you are. Okay, just because he's president doesn't mean he knows everything. Doesn't mean he even knows shit. And you know what? I'm sorry. I'm just going to assume that Barack Obama's a dumb fuck too. He is a dumb fuck. He's a dumb fuck to think that no one's gonna stand up for his bullshit. He's a dumb fuck to think that he has control. He has the hearts and minds of everyone. He's a dumb fuck to think he's gonna get away with anything. Cause you know what? There are a lot of us here that learned a lesson from these 8 years dealing with Bush. They learned a lesson. And I would like to think I learned a lesson. Hell, I mean, I'm a 9/11 truther. But at this point, I think the criminals got away with murder. And that was mostly because the American people kept calling me insane. They're like, oh, why are you fighting against the government? You hated Bush. We could have gotten him out of office. We could have got him in jail from other fucking crimes that he's committed. Oh, you're crazy. Oh, why are you doing that? It's like fucking crab-ass motherfucker. Someone tries to make headway. Oh, Fox News, CNN. Oh, he deserves to die. People, you know, how many times have you heard that freaking 9/11 truthers, conspiracy theorists need to die? And the American people, they want us to die too. Anyone that wants real change, anyone that wants 9/11 truth, anyone that wants sex offender registry reform deserves to die. Anyone that expects child protective service reform to die. These are the shit that I hear. Oh, why you want to give sex offenders? Because guess what? A lot of them are not real sex offenders. A lot of them are in jail because of circumstance. A lot of them are not in jail or on this list. We're not even convicted of anything. I mean, I don't know. Fallen and Kev, you're in the chat room. Answer this quick question for me. I'll read it there. How many people that are on the registry that were the sex offender registry that were proven innocent but they're still on there? Is that even possible that they still have to register even though they were proven innocent? Has that ever happened? Like, everyone knows that he's in. You don't have exact number. Kevin's like, plenty of them. Fallen One is like, I don't have exact numbers, but it's happened. You did a recent article? Okay, yeah. So what? People out there would say, because even though they're innocent people that didn't do anything, didn't touch a kid, didn't rape a woman. Right. Didn't rape a woman, didn't do anything wrong, are on a sex offender registry. And I guess they deserve to stay on because, you know, this would teach a lesson to other people who really do it, I guess. You know, we gotta be protected. For those of you that don't know, and I'm gonna do a quick Google search. You don't have a right, you don't have a constitutional right to police protection. So, guess what? Your protection is your responsibility. In fact, let me see if I can find that article. Let me see, because I'm trying to find that article. Okay. Ah, funny, I should find this on FoxNews.com. This is the right to self-defense is the article is from the opinion section. This is dated Monday, July 18, 2005. On June 27th, in the case of Castle Rock versus Gonzalez, the Supreme Court found that Jessica Gonzalez did not have a constitutional right to police protection even in the presence of a restraining order. By a vote of 7-2, the Supreme Court ruled that Gonzalez has no right to sue her local police department for failing to protect her and her children from her estranged husband. All right, okay, here's the article I wanted to read to you. The post-mortem discussion on Gonzalez has been fiery, but it has missed an obvious point. If the government won't protect you, then you have to take responsibility for your own self-defense. And that of your family. The court's ruling is a sad decision, but one that every victim and or potential victim of violence must know. Calling the police is not enough. You must also be ready to defend yourself. In 1999, Gonzalez obtained a restraining order against her estranged husband, Simon, which limited his access to their children. On June 22, 1999, Simon adopted their three daughters. Though the Castle Rock Police Department disputes some of the details of what happened next, the two sides are in basic agreement. After her daughter's abduction, Gonzalez repeatedly phoned the police for assistance. Officers visited the home, believing Simon to be nonviolent and arguably in compliance with the limited access granted by the restraining order, the police did nothing. The next morning, Simon committed suicide by cop. He shot a gun repeatedly through the police station window and was killed by returned fire. The murdered bodies of Leslie 7, Catherine 9, and Rebecca 10 were found in Simon's pickup truck. In her lawsuit, Gonzalez claimed the police violated her 14th Amendment right to due process and sued them for $30 million. She won at an appeals level. What were the arguments that won and lost in the Supreme Court? Winners. Locals official fell back upon a rich history of court decisions that found the police have no constitutional obligation to protect individuals from private individuals. In 1856, the U.S. Supreme Court, South versus Maryland, found that law enforcement officers had no affirmative duty to provide such protection. In 1982, Bowers versus DeVito, the Court of Appeals, Seventh Circuit, held there is no constitutional right to be protected by the state against being murdered by criminals or madmen. Later court decisions have concurred. Losers. Anti-domestic violence advocates and women's groups such as the National Association of Women Lawyers failed to establish that restraining orders were constitutional entitlements. If they had succeeded, the enforcement of such orders would be guaranteed by due process. Failure to enforce them would have been grounds for a lawsuit against the police, a precedent that local officials feared would flood them with expensive litigation. Public analysis of Rocky versus Gonzalez has been largely defined by these two opposing positions. A third position cries out. Given the court's position that the police are not obligated to protect us, responsible adults need the ability to defend themselves. Thus, no law or policy should impede the access of gun ownership. Responsible adults, both male and female, have a right and need to defend themselves and their families with lethal force if necessary. If domestic violence advocates had focused on putting a gun in Jessica's hand and training her to use it, then the three Gonzalez children might still be alive. After all, Jessica knew where her husband was. Indeed, she informed the police repeatedly of his location. Of course, the Gonzalez case, in and of itself, presents difficulties for the use of armed force by private citizens. Would the same police who believed Simon Gonzalez was not dangerous have believed to be justified in picking up a gun to protect her children from him? Would the police have charged her for use of a weapon? Regardless, these sticky debates would probably be taking place in the presence of three living children and not three dead ones. Nevertheless, most anti-domestic violence advocates strenuously avoid gun ownership as a possible solution to domestic violence. Instead, they appeal for more police intervention, even though the police have no obligation to provide protection. When groups like the National Organization for Women do focus on gun ownership, it is to make such statements as, "Gun and domestic violence make a lethal combination, injuring and killing women every day." In short, now addresses the issue of gun ownership and domestic violence only in order to demand a prohibition on the ability of abusers, always defined as men, to own weapons. The position may be defensible, but it ignores half of the equation. It ignores the need of potential victims to defend themselves and their families. Anti-domestic violence and women's groups create the impression that guns are always part of the problem and never part of the solution. The current mainstream of feminism, from which most anti-domestic violence advocates proceed in the expression of left liberalism, there you go, why can't they fucking say that word? Bleep, 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 that's all, folks. It rejects private solutions based on individual rights in favor of laws aimed at achieving social goals. A responsible individual holding a gun in self-defense does not fit their vision of society. In the final analysis, such advocates do not trust the judgment of women they claim to be defending. They do not believe that Jessica Gonzalez's three children would have been safer with a mother who was armed and educated in gun use. The clear message of Gonzalez bears repeating because you will not hear it elsewhere. The police have no obligation to protect individuals who therefore should defend themselves. The content of state laws does not matter. By Colorado state law, the police are required to use every reasonable means necessary to enforce a protection order. The Supreme Court has ruled, and that's that. In the wake of the Gonzalez, every anti-domestic violence advocate should advise victims, male or female, to learn self-defense. They should lobby for the repeal of any law or policy that hinders responsible gun ownership. The true meaning of being anti-domestic violence means is to help your victims out of their victimhood and into a position of power. Yes. That was actually written by a woman, Wendy McEnroy. Yes, FoxNews.com. Oh, iFeminist. I really got to email her. But, yeah. I mean, look, I'm all for gun ownership. It's just fucking, especially in New York, it's almost damn near impossible to get a gun license because the NYPD could actually deny people gun licenses. You need to have a very good reason to have a gun. You can't say, well, it's my right and I want one. Oh, yeah, thanks for the $600 check and you've been denied. And especially with Obama in office, you got Rahm Emanuel already talking about disarming people. Okay, so you mean to tell me I can't call you when I need someone? I need you to save me. Someone's breaking into my house. So, and here's the kicker with the laws. Even if somebody's breaking into your house, especially in New York. They could break into your house, but if they got their back to you, you can't shoot them. You have to turn them around. And even then, they have to show it. Even if they broke into your house, they got to show you some threat, and you have to prove that they threatened your life. You have to prove that they try to do something to you, or else if you shoot and kill them, oh, you're going to jail for manslaughter. Easy. Easy. And of course, I mean, don't you think American people really care about that? You know, you have no right to police protection, but take away the guns! Guns kill people! Shit, I wish I had me a gun. I probably would be able to, look, if New York City was a freaking right to carry state, you know how many less drug dealers would be on the street. You know how much less crime would be on the street. People would be thinking twice before robbing somebody. Like, wow, he might have a gun. You know. too. If I had my biggest dream is to be able to walk down the street with a freaking P90. That would be fantastic. A P90. It's a Swedish, I think it is, a Swedish submachine gun. Actually, let me put the link in the room, because it's a lovely gun. It's a lovely, lovely thing. I fell in love with it during when I was Stargate. They used it. It's a good self-defense weapon. There it is in the chat room. How you doing, guest 8? We got Days Are New. Got people streaming. How you doing, streaming? Let me take a quick break. This is the Crowdshot Radio Show spreading across the United States and the world. Call the Crowdshot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980. Are you fed up with all the BS in the world? The time for correctness is over. It's time to kick the issues in the balls. Listen to the Crowdshot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B, live on Saturdays and Sundays at 7 p.m. Only on CrowdshotRadioShow.com. This isn't your father's Jupiter show. Listen live if you have the balls. The revolution starts now. Our republic is in danger. Our rights are being taken away. Do you have a feeling that there's something going wrong? You instinctively know when the news is lying. Have a huge abundance of common sense? Then it's your duty to get involved and educate others and mobilize. We Are Change is a citizens-based grassroots peace and social justice movement working to reveal the truth behind the events of September 11th, as well as the lies of the government and corporate elites who remain suspect in this crime. We Are Change also aids the sick and dying first responders through fundraising and social outreach programs in order to promote awareness of those who suffer from physical, emotional, and psychological traumas they received in the aftermath of 9/11. We Are Change also seeks an uncompromising and independent investigation into the crimes of 9/11, with subpoena power granted to obtain a long overdue resolution for the survivors and families of the deceased. We reject the official explanation of the events leading up to, during, and after the attacks of September 11th, 2001. As well as fear-based politics and state-mandated propaganda being disseminated by the corporate media, which has facilitated the cover-up of 9/11. We have many chapters across the country, and now even a Spanish-language organization. Go to wearechange.org to find a chapter that's right for you. We Are Change is a peaceful organization that does not discriminate in any way. We are a tolerance of all, regardless of racial, religious, ethnic, or sexual orientation. Join us now. That's wearechange.org. Hey, welcome to
Hello, I'm Crotchout Radio's Louis B.
With all these celebrities and normal citizens making videos on the internet pledging their loyalty to our new president, Barack Hussein Obama, I would like to make a pledge of my own. I pledge to watch you like a hawk. I pledge to not trust everything you say. I pledge to scream from the top of the hills whenever you violate the Constitution. I pledge to educate my neighbors and friends to your continuation of the Bush policies. I pledge to expose you for who you really are, Mr. Barry Sotoro. I pledge to expose the fact that you're not an American. I make these pledges for a better America and just America. I do not speak for the world. I speak for me. I speak for the United States of America. This has been a message from the Crotchout Radio Show.
Evening. Guest 10, welcome to the Crowdshot Radio Show. Kev left. I guess he has to prepare for his show.
Mary show. Yeah, so yeah, Fallen, you like that gun? That gun looks beautiful, ain't don't it? Don't it? So that is my dream weapon right there. Oh God, freaking! I'm saving up to $2,000. It's probably not even legal to have here in New York City. Goodness, if I could walk down the street with that thing, you think anyone's gonna fuck with me? In fact, I wouldn't even want it to be concealed. I would like have the little clip that they have on Stargate that actually hangs from the chest, so that way you go, bitch, give me your wallet. Mother, my baby. You know, something like that. That's how Daddy likes it. Oh, crap. You know, something. You know, actually, hold on. Let me, yeah, like, yo, man, give me a wallet. No. Give me a wallet. No. Exactly. Welcome to the Crouch Hot Radio Show, Guest 11. We got some people streaming. How you doing? Welcome to the Crouch Hot Radio Show. Hey, Kevin's back. Yeah. Actually, I'll be such a wise ass. Be like, give me a wallet.
Dwarfing time!
Mastodon!
Pterodactyl!
Triceratops!
Saber-tooth tiger!
Tyrannosaurus!
Right, bitches, I got the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Go, go, Power Rangers! Go.
I like this. It's nice.
That was random. Go, go, yeah, that's right.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
Yo, I got the Power Rangers, yo. You know how gangster you gotta be to have the Power Rangers as your bodyguard, son? Yo, I do it with the Pink Power Ranger every night, though. A prayer for the sleepers. Yes, a prayer for the sleepers. Once we're pissed off enough, we will rise and take back this government.
Shh. I'll never tell.
I never did nothing to you.
Not yet, you didn't.
Go, go, Power Ranger!
That's right. Keep fucking with us. I got the Power Rangers. Okay, what's wrong with the audio? It's too loud? The audio, Louie.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive horses.
Porsches? Horses? You could drive a horse? Anyways. How's Mary doing?
She is number 4 prostitute in all of Kazakhstan.
Nice. Really? Tell Mary congratulations. Lady at church. Guest 11, feel free, you know what? Just call, feel free and call in.
Call the Crotch Shop Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
You know what? At this point, yo, if you guys got anything that you're pissed off about, feel free and call the Crotch Shop Radio Show.
Call the Crotch Shop Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Actually, I'm going to start training. Nah, man. Ralph Macchio. Yeah, why don't you call in? Call in and sound off. Because I think I need a refill in my bucket of hate. Fact, hell, this is the forest of hate. Fucking, I'm about to start slapping fucking just people just acting stupid. Play the lady praying. Oh, okay, hold on. That's not a lady saying it, but okay. And make strong, Lord, so that she may know a whole place. Amen. Oh, damn, what the hell happened? It's John B. John B. from Memphis. In the room. In the room of hate. Damn, where the hell did I put it? I don't have it anymore. Oh, fuck. Oh, here it is.
Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
The pimp's prayer.
You're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I.
Anyways, actually, here's a prank call of me, just calling my stepsister.
Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
My question is, how many times do you have to catch an STD before the antibiotics stop working? Dude.
You stupid. Call the guy.
Yeah, I hate the fuck out my stepsister. She's a cunt. She really is. Fucking functioning dummy. How many times you have to catch an STD before the antibiotics stop working? Yeah, falling one is like, that's so bad. What's so bad about that? Goodness, as soon as I get $10 on Gizmo, oh, I'm calling that biznitch. Oh man. I got some more prank calls on the way. I did some recordings. Actually, I wonder if I have hole repair. Let's see if I have hole repair. But then again, the number is... Hopefully I got it. I actually went into the shoe repair store and actually did a face-to-face prank call, if you will. The balls on me, I fucking... Damn, I do not have hole repair. Can't find it. Alright, oh well. Oh! We got the fallen one. On it live. You are unmuted.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby?
Yeah,
I don't
think.
What's
problem with that?
No, I'm straight.
So am I. Why are you being so homophobic?
I'm not homophobic. I'm just straight.
Okay.
Anyways, since you're making prank phone calls, I've got a clown that you need to give a prank phone call to sometime, since he's Well, we actually discussed this in another show some time back. I'm fixing to put up his personal information, but he likes calling individuals and threatening individuals. When he talked to me, he claimed he was a Homeland Security. He called somebody else, claimed he was a gangbanger. Called somebody else, said he was a comic book owner. Another person he talked to claimed he was FBI, but basically he calls people using information he gets off the sex offender registries and claims he's going to come and kill them. So I've had my dealing with this individual. He called me about 20-something times a couple months ago, and now I've been getting reports he's doing it to other individuals. So,
I decided since he
wants to be a punk ass bitch and he's a coward, but he was dumb enough to he's really brazen or really dumb, maybe a little bit of both, but he was dumb enough to actually call from a listed phone number that you could look up on the internet and find his street address, which is why I posted it up in the chat room just now. So. I was on another show a couple months ago after this clown did it the first time, and the person on that show actually called this person.
Okay.
Who's this idiot? Who is this John B? What the hell is he talking about? I know exactly who it is because he was dumb enough to use his actual phone number that showed up on a damn listed. That showed up on the damn on the telephone, which I recorded the conversation.
But
by the way,
you didn't post anything. That you know, don't worry.
Right.
You didn't post nothing.
Yeah. Well, anyways, he calls from a number that you can type on the internet and look it up and look up this individual's name and phone number, where he lives, and everything. You can even get a map to it on Google if you so want. But he's pretty brazen or pretty stupid, depending on how you look at it. And he calls and makes all sorts of threats.
No, John B is cool. He's not an idiot. Don't you know?
I don't know who he is, but he's a moron, whoever he is. Because I just said exactly what was going on, and if he doesn't want to believe it, then that's tough crap. But you don't call a person using your own damn home phone number and expect nothing to happen, and then threatening a person's life. If I had a way to put the conversation over the internet, I will. You know, I just don't know too much about audio and video stuff just yet. I'll work on it.
So we got somebody from West Tennessee. Welcome to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. West Tennessee, welcome to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Larry, you can say something.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, hey, Louie. Dude, look, man. Oh. Sorry, did you have to go through all that? Crap, hang on a minute. I was in another room, still hearing my speakers. Anyway, I wasn't calling you names. All right, first of all. Second of all, you hand this stuff out like that to people that don't know, they've got nothing to do with your business. It's going to bite you in the ass one day, man. Dude, I don't know who you are from my own elbow. But, you know.
Well, you know, first of all, when you harass somebody and you use your own damn phone number, you should be ready for the damn consequences.
I'm not just
there.
You
think
it's
fun? If you call me, anybody ever calls me to threaten and harass me like they do, they deserve to be posted online.
No, they don't.
That's just the fact. That's just the fact of the matter. They do it to other people. They should have it done to them. That's just the fact of the matter. what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Why should we
sit there and attack you if somebody calls you
and harasses you and the police don't want to do crap about it? Why shouldn't we?
Virginia, you're on the air.
If something were to happen,
how would you like it if somebody took your personal information, posted it all over the internet, and called you all sorts of crap? Would you like it? I don't think so.
Oh, so you're not telling the whole story then, man. You didn't say nothing before you started busting out with the idiot and moron BS on me. You didn't say nothing about him posting your personal information on the internet. In that case, you're damn right. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. But next time, man, I'd appreciate it if you would
if you'd wait and listen to the damn story first, maybe you would have understood what was going on before
maybe
you started opening your mouth.
Maybe you would jerk and start telling me I'm an idiot and a moron. Maybe I would have listened instead of calling in and giving you a hard time.
Well, you should have opened your ears first because you come in the middle of a conversation
and
then you start running your damn mouth.
You're a fucking jerk. Okay?
Will you come off looking like a damn jerk because you started running your damn mouth first and I responded to it? And if you don't like it, then kiss my ass. I really don't care what you think about me.
Dude, I don't even know you. I don't even know what to think. But, you know,
you started off on the offensive before you even got the entire story and started running your damn mouth. That's exactly why I said I did. You want to get offended because somebody
talks to you in a shitload of fucking trouble. And honestly, you don't give a rat's ass because all you're looking for is your own personal revenge. You're not thinking about anybody else that enjoys using the service, such as the host of this show and myself. That's what I've got a problem with. Like I said earlier, I do not have a problem.
Well, apparently you did because you started running your big damn mouth before you even listened to the first damn thing I said and started trying to
fucking story. You didn't mention jack shit about your own personal crap getting posted on the internet.
You obviously did not hear the whole damn thing.
But I was sitting in front of my computers listening. You did not say one word about your stuff getting posted online.
That's the first damn thing I said was this person's been calling a bunch of people, and I've had my dealings with him myself. That's the first damn thing I said. Apparently, you didn't hear it because you
Dude, you're proving my point. You're proving my point because in that sense, you
I ain't proving your damn point. All you're proving,
your personal crap
the only point you're
on
proving is that you didn't even bother catching the whole damn story. And I said,
I know it's the call in if you're pissed off, but you know there seems to be a misunderstanding going on. Yo, chill. Alrighty. Misunderstandings, Volume 2. And, damn. Yeah. With that being said,
girls just want to have fuck.
They do. They really do. John, are you cool? John. Well, that was. Oh, no. All right, cool. Yeah. Welcome to the Crowd Shot Radio Show, guest 15. With that being said, I think we need to take a quick break, and hopefully the sound quality is good. But this is Ground Zero featuring Conscience with their song As Above, So Below.
God help us. Why did it have to be like this? Why did we have to? What kind of planet is this where psychopathic murdering killers run everything?
It's been 8 years since we lost the Twin Towers. Cried great tears since Bush been in power. It's homicide. The way the bomb's been flying, Osama been hiding, but Obama and Biden will promise to find him. Rhyme with vengeance. Taste like lime and lemon, I am legend, expose the truth behind 9/11. Wide selection added, demons Olivar. Just call me North American, Simon Bolivar. Flow so heavy, no Savitsky, like Dostoyevsky, raps Luke Rutkowski. Can't rebuke Bukowski, a comma slices. An ominous thesis, dominant species, traumatized society, toddling disease. I need a bigger page, forget your age. Explosive like picture frames, by Richard Gage. Zeitgeist, bright lights, arrive like foreigners. This is a mic type, live performers at five corners. We could be big or be small like Victory Hall, but divided we stand, the quicker we fall. Proletariat, could have sold the whole chariot, the hope. Tell Marriott, goal is nefarious. Ding bad, bring hate into swing stage. Dull diction, pulp fiction, like Bing Rames. Singing praise of King James. A pigeon smithy, a smidgen pithy, indie mingling. Bitches and witty, Lindy England. How do you block greed by Martin and Lockheed? Towelheads become jargon for Iraqi. Your opinions are pompous, mission accomplished. Dominion and conquest is the position of Congress. House and Senate, free cheese, the mouse is incentive. Secret accounts invented. It's not who votes in the election, but who counts it, defends it. And we individual, the slight sounds independent.
Wake up cynical from the drug chemical, dub minerals, we bought cynical, you suck typical, we reached the fucking pinnacle, subliminal, political, thug criminal.
I heard God forgive a sinner, that's why I'm about to have rosy beads pattern on my forearm, I have the claws down on my trigger fingers, murder before breakfast, bitch, I'm a serial killer, plus the charms won't save your ass, if you let hope you stay in your prayers. So you get saved by saving me, either way, you're gonna go there to jail, help me decide. And when he saw that D.E. gone, he froze up like Creon. The last thing that he saw, always just between us now, side of the yellow tape that we on. He smelling burnt hair when the flames being nice. It's fine, like Hector has his name here. Ain't got to cope, my life's ready on the line. Conscious hot as life, top 6 minus 5. Lower top of life is mine. If next 2.4 is bags, I'm a 0.5 my dimes. Life is fine, nice to ride. Tight to wine, gotta write the time. Make it in the top, cheer the height of mine. When I'm tight, my shine, Ike, that's fine. Leave me smoking like a pipe, my high. Change just makes sense.
That's why we need change.
Now we got change like your diapers dry. Wanna walk in my shoes, we make a mile of mine. Oh, you a size 8? Well, I think you got a 9 that's right to size. You sent it with a blade. I'm a ninja with a dildo. Hold up against that mix and shogun. Cause there holds up the shogun. Conscious, I promise. Lyrically, there's nothing beyond it. Take me serious like a high school bomb. There to get buried in your high school prom dress.
Wake up cynical. From this world chemical. Dub minerals. We fuck clinical. You suck typical. Reach the fucking pinnacle. Subliminal. Political. Dub criminals.
Right, and there it is. The government gives him the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God Bless America. God damn America. 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 America.
After World War III was accurately fought out on the Crotch Out Radio Show, order restored. But tensions still flare. Now we return you to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Now in progress. Oh, shit. That was, damn. That was really uncomfortable. I had to fucking put an end to that one because it started getting worse. Because last thing I need is some freaking death threats going on. It's like, I'm going to kill you. We got guests. Hey, guest. He's probably not fully, he's probably going to go back. Probably, yeah. I unmuted him too quickly. Guest, how you doing?
Hey, Louie, how you doing?
I'm okay. Welcome to the Crowd Shop Radio Show.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I just wanted to call in and make sure everything was working this end, because I've had computer problems today, and he was the only person I knew or had spoken to before.
Right. Yes, I get around here on the Talk Soul Radio Show Network, supporting different artists in their work. Goodness. Oof. And this is where this show was headed. Oh, that was a huge fight. John Fallon, Derek, John, Derek, get out the way. John, Derek. That was bad.
Oops.
That was really bad. There was a big old argument happening here, and yeah. Don't you hate it when a train wreck happens? Seems to happen mostly in India nowadays, though. Seems like they can't outsource a good way to keep the trains on the tracks, huh? Their guest. And he hung up. Alright, later, Kev. I'll have you anytime I want. I'm staying cool. I like it. Guest 16, guest 17, welcome to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Feel free to call in. Well, guest 16, feel free to call in. In case you don't know the number. No, guest 16, if you're listening, you know you can type in the chat room. This is an interactive radio show. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Indeed. Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I'm your host, Louis B.
Whew. Wow, that was something. I actually got a lot of shit off my chest. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, shit did get heated. Ooh, I had to put an end to that. I didn't want, last thing I needed was somebody, I'm gonna kill you! I'm gonna kill you children! Like, uh-oh. There's no coming back when you say, once you say shit like that. Then, you know, and cops are called, subpoenas are sent. And you know what? I don't got money to be going to friggin' either Tennessee or wherever Derek's from. got no dough to be doing that. Yeah, well, I'm just saying. If you did. You know, mama... You know, if mama started being thrown out, like, yo, mama, you know how I know you're getting your mama? Then I would have to hear this. Damn, that's a huge-ass rip. And then shit would have gotten really bad from there because, you know, then it'd be like, I'm not feeling any pain. And then shit would be like.
You see the way you came off with the mouth? Just like that.
That would have happened. And then all of a sudden,
ah!
guys, can you stop fighting? You're kind of breaking shit. And can you guys put some clothes on?
And then, unfortunately, I would have to call in.
Dwarfentine!
Mastodon! Pterodactyl!
Triceratops!
Saber-tooth tiger!
Tyrannosaurus!
Go, go, Power Rangers!
I would have had to call in the Power Rangers. It would have gotten really awkward because one of you guys would have gotten your ass kicked by the Pink Power Ranger, and no one wants to get their ass kicked by the Pink Power Ranger. Because the Pink Power Ranger has nice tits and ass. And no one wants to get their ass kicked by a woman with nice tits and ass. I don't know who it would have been. But somebody would have gotten their ass kicked by a Power Ranger. You know, me personally, I would rather get my ass kicked by the Green Power Ranger. I don't know why. That's just my preference. If I had to get my ass kicked, it would be the Green Power Ranger. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, snap. It's 8:02. It's time for the nasty ass fart. Yes. John B., welcome back. No, no one's threatening no one's life. No one's threat. No, no, no. No one's threatening no one's life. None of that. What? What? Oh, no. Guys, if you don't stop, I'm gonna have to mute the chat because I don't need this shit to escalate. All right, yeah, you're right. Damn, what the fuck I'm gonna talk about. All right, you know what? I know how to fix this. Ah, here it is. During President George W. Bush's surprise visit to Iraq in December 2008, an Iraqi journalist threw his shoes in Bush's face during a press conference with Iraq Prime Minister Nouri Kamal al-Maliki. The first shoe sailed past his right cheek, and he had to duck to avoid the second one as it flew over his head. President Bush later told reporters that he did not feel the incident was a big deal and it did not represent the Iraqi media as a whole. In the Arab world, throwing a shoe at someone is a sign of high disrespect. In order to help Iraqis improve their aim on their pitch, in association with Major League Baseball, the Crouch Out Radio Show will host a pitching clinic with superstar instructors such as New York Yankee Roger the Rocket Clemens and Boston Red Sox pitcher Pedro Martinez, both known for beaning motherfuckers in ass. To help support this program, send a check or money order to Halliburton, P.O. Box 666, New World or New York 10036.
In a world where the machines rule and the survival of mankind is on the verge of being destroyed, and yet, in the distant future, we still have to worry about fucking equal opportunities. Now our only hope for survival lies in someone who's special.
Alright, Ed, I need to go back and protect John Connors.
Okay, I'm gonna save him! I'm going back to the future! I hope I don't come out again! The clone! Get into me! Now! Yeah, I got balls. Look at my balls. I got big balls.
Terminator 4. Rise of Retards.
Your services are no longer needed. Bang, bang!
Rated R for extreme acts of retarding.
Starring Christian Bale as the retard.
Huh? Do I get anything? Did I get anything right? Is it the retards? Get it? Huh? What? Do you? No. I get nothing.
Yeah. Actually, that wasn't my video. By the cell vaccine. That's like really bad for it doesn't protect women from nothing. Yeah, man. And freaking parents, they're just giving it to their little girls. And a lot of times the schools are making their parents give it to them. But, I mean, it's, first of all, A, it's for women who are sexually active. And if your 2-year-old is sexually active, then you got more problems than whether your daughter's going to catch cervical cancer. What the fuck is your daughter having sex at 2? That was a young-ass little girl. Yeah. Yeah, 11 or 12. First of all, yeah, no, but the Gardasil vaccine is for women who are sexually active. Not for little girls. But the fucking pharmaceutical company wants to make as much money as they possibly can, and they want to give it to every freaking single solitary girl. Yet they realize that the plastics are making girls produce estrogen earlier. Hell, I live next to a freaking elementary school. How the hell does a freaking fourth grader have double D boobs? What the fuck? You know, fourth graders nowadays are looking like they're freaking 17. 17-year-olds are looking like they're 90. What?
Oh, young man. Can you help me cross the street?
How old are you?
16.
17-year-old midget in the fourth grade.
Actually, shit, man. The freaking milk making kids like little bitches. I mean, this is probably going to sound wrong, but I think that is the reason why increase in sexuality. A lot of gay boys coming out. Growth hormones in the milk and the food. It's turning men and little boys effeminate. Bring growing boobs. Look, I'm going to go back to little Debbie kids. The moment he come home saying it's raining, man. I'm gonna start packing his lunches. In fact, I'm not even gonna take chances. I'm gonna start packing his lunches anyways and freaking send him to school with freaking stevia, sweet and sodas, freaking actual meat. I don't know. I heard about what's what I want to know. I mean, is it really healthier for the environment to start making shit out of hemp? I mean, you know, of course, you know, some ass is gonna be like, let's smoke weed illegal. No. I'm saying, you know, it'd be cheaper if it was like allowed to be grown here and used for industry, not for, you know, for dumbasses to smoke. There's a lot of estrogen in the tap. Oh, really? Yeah. It's raising food prices and food healthy stuff through the roof.
They can't process that. No. The plastics, man. Shit. You know, that one of my friends, he has a very small penis, and it's like, his girlfriend, well, it's like a medical issue, because I was going to be a woman, and parents raised, you know. Isn't there like an increase of like fucking Aphrodites being born? Like they're born with both sexes, both parts? What, Brett, dude? Don't worry. As soon as I get that, I really got to start putting a donation thing. You know, if you like to help out the Crush Out Radio Show, donate $10 so I can buy minutes for the gizmo. So that way I can do prank calls. That'd be funny like hell, man. Be like, hey, I got $10. All right, time to buy some gizmo points. Gizmo. Dude, I'll freaking make freaking some fucked up crank calls. I don't know. How many people actually, have you guys ever heard of this guy named Troy from West Virginia? He likes to call 9/11 shooters and fuck with them. He likes to call people. Actually, I made a big call my ratio back in the day. YouTube. He calls the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Actually, wow, only 901 hits. That sucks. Yeah, I'm actually gonna play it for you guys. It's a 10-minute clip. It's funny as hell.
Hold on, we gotta look up here.
Fuck you, Banner.
How you doing? Troy, it's Troy from West Virginia. Thanks, dude. How you doing?
We'll take this time out to make
kind of a crazy problem. This is, let me tell you about this fucking inbred asshole. He likes to call 9/11 troopers, and he all he does is prank call them. He never goes into no one's face and actually has a discussion with them. He's a fucking coward. That's what he is. He's a fucking coward.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. How many times do you fuck your mama every night? You know how they get down. Right? I know.
He's just fucking his wife because his wife is too busy getting some big black cock. Yeah, that's... Dude, can you stop selling your daughter's cunt for Juicy Juice boxes?
Wrong again.
She's... How old is she? 6 years old? Her vagina can't take it.
You think he's going to vote for McCain? Are you going to vote for McCain?
Yeah, no, he's got...
I think he drives a Ford F-150.
Wrong again.
Oh, so you drive a Chevy, was it? Chevy Suburban? I don't know, one of them fucking, you know, those.
No, his faggot ass drives a Toyota Prius.
So he's a sellout. He's a sellout. He drives a Jap car.
Can you tell your shut the fuck up. Tell your wife, put your wife on the line because I want to speak to, I want to get laid tonight.
Delilah.
My name is Delilah.
So what did you fuckers get right?
Asshole. I actually have to give Troy props yet. I actually had balls to call him. The planner didn't want him, but he's a no-planner. So, I think I agree that no-planes hit the buildings.
I'm crazy like you,
Beaner. So, I have a question, Beaner.
Beaner encompasses all Hispanics, because all Hispanics like beans.
Yeah, oh, yeah, probably delicious. Troy.
Are you totally oblivious how insane you stupid fuckers are? Seriously.
He said oblivious? Are you totally insane that mutton chops went out back in the 80s?
Care about my sideburns. My sideburns are irrelevant.
They're mutton chops. You look like a retarded Wolverine.
I don't care what my mutton chops look like, you stupid fucker.
Hold on. You know what I'm saying? Why are you only limited to saying beaner? He's limited to saying only beaner and fuckers and fucks. Is that all you know? No, but seriously, what's
like
even a fucking capital? Why don't you, dude? Why don't you folks sub Joe Bimmel's cock? Dude, you have a man crush on a fucking baseball player. Fuck, you remind me of the Beatles.
Bimmel, not Bimmel, it's Bimmel.
Whatever that fucker's name is. He wasn't even gonna post up bail when your ass got arrested.
How many blacks do you hang every week over there?
We hang zero niggers every week here in the state of West Virginia.
That's right. Don't hold back. I hate when Southern people hold back because they're the most full of shit people in this country. They're always like, yeah, we lack all
cops. It's like you that think 9/11 was an inside job with no evidence, you stupid motherfucker.
Oh, and thanks for calling in the cafe that day. It was fun talking to you. It was an inside job. Yeah, it was. Oh, well.
What happened? So did Luke Rutkowski get his car broke into? Oh, my.
Yeah, how did you find out about that?
How did I find out about it? I've got sources there in New York that perpetrated it.
Oh, really? You do?
Yes.
So you actually planned it out and got people to carry it out?
I got my sources, big boy.
Who was it?
It was honkies like me.
Honkies.
You tell your stupid motherfucking buddies not to leave their equipment right there where we can see it because you know what happens.
Wait. Are you admitting to theft?
No. I'm here in West Virginia. How can I admit to theft?
You have knowledge, though. You have knowledge when you shouldn't have knowledge. But, well.
Maybe I do have knowledge. Maybe it was all a setup. Maybe I distracted you all while I called you. You know, maybe that's the case.
Then you're aiding and abetting, right?
Aiding and abetting. That is a crime.
Actually, when it comes to Troy, it's aiding and masturbating.
Oh, not too bright over there in West Virginia. See, in the Bronx and in Brooklyn.
Too bright. Who's the stupid fuckers who left their cameras out there where it could be stolen, you stupid fucks?
Let me tell you something. In the Bronx and in Brooklyn, we don't...
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
That's right. We don't snitch on our own. Nope. You just ratted on your own, you idiot.
I knew I didn't, you stupid fucking beaner.
Yeah, that's why you'll... Let me tell you something. You'll never beat a guinea unless...
Listen, you wish you had my wealth, you stupid fucking beaner.
All right, well, you know, I could be rich, too, if I was a fucking enemy to the country.
Or if you inherited riches from slavery.
Yeah.
From slavery?
Or if you stole tobacco, which ruins
everything. What
stupid
fucker you have on the air with you, you fucking beaner?
Let me ask you a question. Do you own a tobacco plantation that kills thousands of Americans every year?
No, I don't.
Because that's what the South does. That's what you guys do. You perpetuate tobacco, which kills people. And you make a profit on it.
Really? Is that right, Beaner?
And you make a profit on it. Oh, how does that feel to be responsible?
Louie, guess what? You fucked up when you fucked with me, big boy.
Yes.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really?
Let me ask you a question. Do you feel guilty when people die of cancer from smoking from the plants that you plant? Do you feel guilty? I would.
Do you feel guilty
for all the blacks you killed?
Are you threatening me, fuckface? Are you threatening me?
Fuck you.
Oh, nice comeback, Troy. Dude, I'm smart. I think you're calling radio shows and call people crazy because I got nothing.
Listen, you're the stupid fucker that thinks the towers were brought down by explosives.
You know what? I bet you we can guess his last name. I know what his last name is. Johnson. Troy Johnson.
Wrong again, you stupid fuck.
What is it? Troy Jones? Troy Williams?
No. Go ahead. Williams. Keep guessing, you stupid fuck.
And it's probably this. Troy Gunner.
Jones the Third, you know, that type of bullshit. Because these motherfuckers keep repeating the same names.
Talk again, you stupid fuck.
So what is your name, tough guy?
My name's Troy Sexton.
Huh?
Sexton, S-E-X.
Sexton?
Giggle, you stupid fuck. T-O-N.
There's seven dicks in my ass, and there's always room for eight.
For real, Troy? Damn. How about your daughter? How many dicks can you fit in your daughter?
Hey, listen, you fucking beater. I can support my kids, you welfare beaners. We don't want your fucking pieces of shit, kids. What? Fucking don't reproduce, you fucking beaners.
Hold on, I actually got a skit for him. I heard you're in a new movie.
In a world where the machines rule and the survival of mankind is on the verge of being destroyed. And yet, in the distant future, we still have to worry about fucking equal opportunities. Now our only hope for survival lies in someone who is special. I do need to go back and protect your hunters.
Your services are no longer needed. Bing!
Dream acts of retardation.
Starring Troy with his inbred daughter.
Hey, do you beaners want me to call you back, or can you wait 2 minutes? I'll take this.
Okay, have fun.
No problem, Louie.
That was Troy Sexton from Hurricane West Virginia. He's a douche. You're a big douche. Anyways, yeah, this is, I actually played this for, John B. last night. This is really fucked up, but, yeah, this dude needs to catch some anal cancer. So, yeah, check this out. You'll see why.
Ralphwitch.com, bitch.
Hello?
Hey, is this Scott Storch?
This is Scott Storch.
Scott, what's going on? Hey, this is Greg. Gregory? Boyfriend with Brooke, Hulk Hogan's daughter.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
I'm all right. So is there, you guys have anything intimate going on? She doesn't stop talking about you.
What's that?
She doesn't stop talking about you. I'm a little concerned. Brooke.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me, right?
Not at all, man.
No, I got a girlfriend. I'm straight. How are you even approaching me like this? I own a record label.
Yeah, and you guys are working together. That's all fine and dandy. She doesn't stop talking about you. I spoke with one of her friends, and she just keeps saying how hot you are and shit like that. And quite frankly, it has me pretty pissed off.
Well, you know something? I don't know what to say about that. I don't mess with 17-year-old girls, okay? First of all, I'm 32 years old, okay? And my girlfriend publicized in magazines, and, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't mess with kids, you know what I'm saying? And I don't mix business with pleasure, so that's first of all. And as far as you calling my cell phone, I'm going to find out who you are. And you could get fucked up for shit like this. You don't know who you're calling, homie.
I know who I'm calling, boy. You don't know who I am. I see you. I know exactly where you're at. She'll be with you on numerous occasions, and I'll make sure to be there with her on the next time.
Okay, I'm going to make sure that you are, too. All right, I'm going to call Hulkster.
Scott, who's your girlfriend, bro?
Who's my girlfriend?
Yeah.
We don't need to worry about my girlfriend, but it's not Brooke Hogan, that's for sure.
First thing, she's on magazines. I've never, I didn't know you even had a girlfriend, because if you do and she's hot, then that'll make me feel a lot more comfortable.
Okay. First of all, homie, I don't need to tell you who I date, but if you go online and you're looking fucking wet, then you'll find out who I date, okay? So, do me a favor. Don't ever call this phone again. Ever.
Dude, you're a home. Let me catch you with my girl again. I'm gonna fuck you up, bro.
Catch you with your girl? I'm not fucking with your girl. That's not, I'm gonna fuck with her. I have no interest in her, and I have too much respect for Hulk Hogan, and I'm not interested in little 17 blonde girls.
For him.
I date Puerto Rican mommies, okay, and sisters and shit like that.
You're scared of him, you little pussy. Wait till you see me, motherfucker.
Alright,
homie. Fucking pussy bitch.
You really don't know who you're fucking with.
No,
okay?
You don't know who you're fucking with.
Because it's not just me. It's not just me you got to deal with. If you don't, you're not built like that. How old are you, homie?
I'm 21, bro.
Okay, don't mess with grown folks. We do grown folk things. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to find out exactly who you are, and I'm going to do this the legal way. I'll leave you a free meal. I don't fuck with your girl, and you can fucking coke and smile. I'm not interested.
I'll tell you exactly why I am, bro. You will see me. That's all. You don't have to wonder and try to find out who I am. You will see them. I will tell you who I am.
Okay, who are you?
I'm fucking Gregory.
Okay, Gregory, I'm telling you one more time, okay, for the last time, I'm not interested in you. I make money off of fucking art, okay? So that's bottom line. Don't have any interest in her. Not physically attracted to her, and I don't mess with 17-year-old girls.
So you're not trying to bang her?
Definitely not. I'm a
You're a homo. I mean, you know, I don't care how married I was. If I was working with a hot chick like that, I would bang her. If I was working with her, I would bang her. I mean,
hello?
Dude, you're lying. Yo, nobody hangs up on me, bro. You don't know what you're fucking
calling. Okay, man. Yeah, bro. Gregory's on the phone right now. He says he's your daughter's boyfriend and he wants to kick my ass.
I don't know who he is. Never heard of him.
Oh, who are you, bro?
Who's this?
Well, why do you have to put me on the phone like this, Scott?
You just said you were Brooke's boyfriend and that I'm trying to fuck with her.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean her fucking dad knows about me.
Okay,
who the fuck are you, bro?
Oh, bro, you're a fucking Jabron, man. Who the fuck are you?
Oh, fuck, bro. Yo, why the fuck you have to put me on the spot like this, Scott?
Oh, who are you, dog?
I will tell you, I'm fucking Gregory, man. The Gregster, you fucking son of a bitch.
Who are you, brother? And how'd you get my number?
Now she's gonna think I'm fucking jealous. She's gonna fuck. She's not gonna let me fuck no more.
Hey, bro, best thing for you is just disappear, dog. Scott, you got an ID on this dog's number?
No, it's private, dude.
Oh, okay, just hang up on it, bro.
No, fucking Lord. Shit, bro. Damn, hey, this never happened, all right, Hulk? Scott, put it behind us. I just want to keep banging Brooke. I don't want this to ever
you're
come up again.
Brother.
Yo, you know what? Lose the fucking number, homie. Straight up.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you guys who I am, all right? Are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Tell you, I'm fucking Gregory, man. The Gregster, fucking son of a bitch. Hey, Hulk. Bro.
You couldn't fucking bang me, so fucking look nuts, and I'm gonna find out who the hell this is.
I will tell you, I'm fucking Gregory, man, the Gregster, you fucking son of a bitch.
Okay, I'm gonna find out your link, homie.
Hulk, you gotta find a spot for a daughter. I know you bang her too.
Oh, okay, just hang up on it, bro.
No. Fuck Lord. Shit, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah, that dude's gonna. How the hell you say? No, that's not me. You know You know what? It's 8:30. I think I got a lot of shit off my chest. Some shit just popped off. And it's been a Crotch Shot Radio Show. Come back next week. Saturday is our music show. Hopefully I could get the shit fixed. If not, it's going to be a recording from now on until I can freaking go live. It'll be available for download on Saturday, of course. So, yeah, this has been a Crotch Shot Radio Show. I'm going to be saying, fuck your mothers.